Thank you for listening to this message from Life Christian Center.
Good evening. My name is Pastor John, and this is our chapel service for Life Christian Center. And I know this is going to be different than what we're accustomed to, but I hope tonight that what we take away is what the Word of God has in store for us tonight. And so I want you to follow along with me as we go, just as if you were sitting in the chapel with us on a regular Wednesday night, going through our Bible study together. So if you would, tonight I want you to turn with me to Philippians chapter 1. And we're gonna look at just a single verse tonight, verse 27. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, it says this: whatever happens, keep living your lives based on the reality of the gospel of Christ, which reveals him to others. Then when I come to see you or hear good reports of you, I'll know that you stand united in one spirit and one passion, celebrating together as conquerors in the faith of the gospel. And so tonight we know that we are in a moment of whatever happens, all right? It's a different season of life, but we know today that God is still on the throne. He is not shaken nor disturbed by this current season or atmosphere of culture that we're having to go through, facing the elements of the coronavirus. And so we believe that his word is true and that he stands by his word, and that we too tonight can continue to live in his word. I want us to draw our attention to the first part of that verse. It says, whatever happens, keep living your lives based on the reality of the gospel of Christ, which reveals him to others. Keep living your lives based on the reality of the gospel of Christ. You see, for us today, reality is this: Christ has come and he has conquered. Reality still is today that all authority has been given to him. Reality is that he has the name above every name tonight. Reality is that his word will never return void. His word will always accomplish its purpose. You see, for us today, even amidst the struggles that we're now facing and having to readapt life, it's not our normal thing. Reality still is that the Word of God has not changed. The Word of God is still eternal. The Word of God is still quick and powerful. For us today who believe and have that faith and trust in the Lord, the Word is our lamp. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So we know today that the Word of God is still alive and active and doing what it is meant to do. And so for us tonight, believers, we know that the Word of God is profitable in all areas of life so that we can become complete and better equipped for every good work. You see, I still believe that even in the midst of our current state and situation, that God has good works planned. And I hope that you believe that too, because we need to be looking out for those opportunities and good works that he has planned. You see, for us tonight, the reality of the gospel of Jesus Christ is more than we could probably try to sum up in this moment, even if we were in a full session tonight on Wednesday. You see, it is more than we can fully comprehend at any given time. We could put all of our life's effort into trying to understand what is the true reality of the gospel of Christ, and it would just be so filled that there's no way that we could ever come to full comprehension. But you see, it is something that we can live out. We may not be able to fully comprehend it tonight, but we can fully live it out to the very best of our ability. And I believe that's what this scripture is challenging us to do. Whatever happens, keep living your lives based on the reality of the gospel of Christ. You see, we find, I think, three specific ways that we can keep living our lives within this scripture that we are given here tonight. And so I want to go over those three areas with you just briefly. You see, the first is conduct. I believe that we have the ability at all times to choose our conduct. There should not be a moment where we believe that we can separate our beliefs and our behaviors. So tonight, we know that in continuing to live in the reality of the gospel means that we can conduct ourselves accordingly. If we take a look at James chapter 3 and verse 13, it says this: if you consider yourself to be wise and one who understands the ways of God, advertise it with a beautiful, fruitful life guided by wisdom's gentleness. Never brag or boast about what you've done, and you'll prove that you are truly wise. You see, even in this time frame that we are living in, you may be confined in ways that you never thought that you would be confined, but being confined doesn't give us an excuse to be lax on our conduct. You see, we should still be understanding tonight that God is expecting our conduct at home to be the same as it would out in public or any other setting. And we have the ability to live a life that is advertised with a beautiful and fruitful life. And so we need to do that and make sure that our conduct matches what our Savior requires of us. The second thing is this: unity. Unity is something that we have the ability at all times to live in and operate in or to not. It's a matter of choice. We come into situations and circumstances sometimes where others do not want to cooperate or be in unity, but we always have the chance to remain unified in what we do with others and what we do for the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, says this: "I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." You see, we're going to need all of those things in the days to come as this thing fleshes itself out and we get to where we're going. Through this entire process, we are going to need to not only watch our conduct, but we're going to have to make sure that we're putting the extra effort in to be people of unity, people who will walk out humility, people who will live gentleness, people who will be patience in action, and make sure that we're doing it with that spirit of love. Amen? You see, as we move on, we go to the third thing that I want to discuss tonight, and that is spiritual hunger. And if you all were here with me tonight, I would say, repeat that. Say spiritual hunger, all right? But you're not here, and so this made this really weird right now. But that's what we do. We do weird, right? I want to take you to Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Talking about spiritual hunger, Paul says this: "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Straightforward, simple words, scripture that we've heard time and time again. But again, what it describes to us is a passion. It describes zeal. It describes a spiritual hunger that is not ready to give up, but it's ready to press on. It's ready to press forward, to reach for what God has. I don't believe that Christ is done with us. I don't believe that we're just kind of in limbo. I think that right now there are things still needing to be done. But for those things to be accomplished, there needs to be a hunger, and it's something that's driving us forward. Paul said, "I press on." That word "press on" basically means to earnestly pursue because of a desire to apprehend or overtake. You see, we could get in a place in the next few weeks or whatever time frame may be set before us, and we may not be able to physically walk into a church house. And so we may get to that place where our spiritual hunger begins to kind of maybe be turned towards other things. But I believe that in this moment, even despite maybe not being able to assemble together like we normally should, that there should still be an earnest desire for the pursuit of what God has for us. There should still be an earnest desire for spiritual hunger, to apprehend what God has for us next, and not just to kind of go after it, but apprehend it and overtake it, allow it to be applied to our lives and move on. You see, I don't think there's a reason at all tonight why we shouldn't be able to still conduct ourselves the way that God needs us to and be unified and to have that spiritual hunger and desire for what comes next. Yes, it's going to look a little different for the next few weeks or so, but what we still need to do is understand that God has something in store for us. So even within our homes, in those small circles and settings that we may be confined to, let us conduct ourselves like Christ. Let us be unified, and let us be found having that spiritual hunger that He so desires us to have. Again, life may be a little different for a moment or two, but that should not affect our desire and our ability to keep living our lives based on the reality of the gospel of Christ. Not based on fear, not based on anything else around us, not based on the media's opinions or culture's opinions, but simply based on the reality of the gospel of Christ. What better thing to focus our lives on? What better model to live after than the reality of the gospel of Christ? So knowing this, let us conduct ourselves in a way that reflects Jesus Christ. Let us remain unified in Christ together as we serve in our homes and as we serve in the capacities and opportunities allotted to us in the days and weeks ahead. Let us stay spiritually hungry, desiring that next move of God. Let me encourage you that God can move in your home right now the same way that He can move when we are all coming together in one mind and one accord in this facility or at any other event or location. He is not limited. He is not bound by those things. And so let the Holy Spirit speak to you tonight. Let His word resonate within your heart. Worship, find times to worship and to pray. And we're going to do our very best in the days and weeks to come to keep those things coming to you online. And so be looking for them, be prepared to receive and be prepared to worship and to dig in when they do come. I want to thank you again for tuning in with us tonight. I know it's different. It's different for me. It's different for you, but we can grow in that difference. And I believe that God can move inside of that difference. If you will, just bow your hearts with me tonight. Father, I thank you that we have the ability to do this very thing right here. God, that even in the midst of the struggle that we're having, and God, we're having to be separated and kind of quarantined, God, and apart from one another, that Lord, there is a technology that allows us to still teach your word and preach your word and present your word and share with one another. So, Father, I pray that you would just encourage all those tonight, Lord, who are in their homes. Lord, let them glean from your word. Let them find your presence just as real and powerful there, God, as anywhere else they've ever experienced in their life. Father, we thank you for it. Continue to breathe peace and assurance into our hearts and into our homes. And, Father, we just give you all the praise and honor and glory for it tonight. In Christ's mighty name, amen. Thank you and be encouraged as you go this week.
Thank you again for listening to this message. For more information on our church and the ministries that we offer, please visit us on the web at lccmadisonville.com or at any of our social media accounts at lccmadisonville.